Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Sanhedrin Daf Nun Daled. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. In our previous discussion, we were dealing with attempts to find out how Rabbi Yehuda knows that one who has forbidden relations, intimate relations with Eshes Oviv Shehi Imo, one's mother, who happens to be also his father's wife, that he is guilty of only one violation, namely of Imo and not Eshes Oviv. We saw a couple attempts to find the source for this, and we ended off with Rava, who learned from the Pasuk in Vayikra Yudches Pasuk Zayin, in which the expression imcha he was found, a limitation expression, namely that he's guilty only of imo and not something else, not eshes oviv. At this point, and in the Gemara at the top of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, Gemara will open up with a Tanaic source, suggesting a source that supports Rava's approach. And the Gemara opens up with the expression Tanyo Kavose de Rava, a Tanaic source, which you can see is in a frame, and in our marking system, all frame sections are of Tanaic origin. The source will open up expounding on a pasuk in Vayikra. Rashi points out that Medrash expositions of psukim found in Sefer Vayikra is known as Stam Sifra, unnamed Sifra, which is the name of the Vayikra Medrash. Those midrashim are authored by Rabbi Yehuda. So we will see a version of Rabbi Yehuda taught here, which parallels that which Rava teaches. If we skip ahead in this particular source to the end of the frame section, you'll notice a dashed, underlined phrase, Imcha hi, in which the source says, Mishum imo ato mechaivo vi ato mechaivo mishum eshes av, which in effect was the method that was presented by Rava. Before we go further in the Gemara text itself, let us take advantage of some of the features of the Gemara marking system and the Shas Ozer, in which we feature topic headings and structural notes in the margins. In this case, we have a Nosei Mivneh in the outside margin, topic heading and structural note combined with the expression Bebraisa in parentheses. That means that we're going to feature a topic heading for the information found in this Tanaic source. Within the Tanaic source, there are numerous different geometric symbols that appear, and each one has its role. As you may have learned in the introductory material to the learning system, no individual geometric form has any inherent significance. They all do the same thing, and that is to tie together related points. In this case, we will notice the use of a house marking, a house form, and that's featured in our Mivneh heading. In addition to that, we will also see the use of bow ties, and two different kinds of bow ties, and we'll explain them as we go ahead in our topic heading in the outside margin. We will be looking for oinesh le, the punishment for the violations of the following. Before, actually, we read on in our note, we have to make a certain comment, state a rule. With regard to Torah-imposed penalties, generally speaking, one has to find two psukim in order to generate a Torah-ordained punishment. The two psukim are referred to by the term Azhora and Oinesh. Azhora, sometimes translated as warning, it's a pasuk that's generally found in the negative, not to do such and such, and an additional pasuk in which the punishment is stated, the Oinesh. In this particular brisa, we're going to be looking for the Oinesh and for the Azhora, namely two psukim, and after four different kinds of offenses. We're going to be dealing with the realm of acts of intimacy with forbidden women, different kinds, different cases. And as we said, we're going to need psukim to fulfill the Azhora role and psukim to fulfill the Oinesh role. Once you have an Azhora and an Oinesh, then we can carry out the Torah punishment. So we will notice psukim Oinesh. We notice in our topic heading the word Oinesh in a house form. The house form will be used throughout this Omid whenever we encounter the term Onesh or Azhora. So we will see Oinesh le Eshes Oviv Shi Imoi, a father's wife who happens to be this person's mother as well. Eshes Oviv She'eino Imoi, a father's wife, though this woman is not his own, not this person's mom. Imoi Anusa, we can say single mom. She'eino Eshes Oviv, it's a person's mother, but she's not married to his father, because all that happened was a man raped a woman, and that woman is not bound to any man, but she is this particular person's mother. And if he has relations with his mom, there is a violation called imoi. Then we will also be looking for azhora li'elu di'el, the azhora psukim, the negative statement, negative teaching, that whereby these ladies are prohibited by the Torah. He'ora, we have a note here that says Bereisha shel habraisa muva bekitzer hamokor le'oinesh le'imoy she'eino eshes aviv. We will notice a bracketed section with special brackets at the beginning of the early part of this source, in which there is a double underlined dotted expression. The single mom is featured with that special marking. This marking will be used throughout this particular sugya when referring to her, to the imoi she'eino eshes aviv. The source for the oinish will be introduced early in this source, on the third line of the source, but will be presented in a brief fashion. Our note continues, afo b'seifa, in the lower part of this source, of this Tanaic section, Hadvorim Yuvharu, the issue will be clarified. Lochein Simanu Haktoim Hakshurim Leinyon Minayin and Leoinish Leimoi She'eino Eshes Oviv Besograim Ka'elu. Therefore, we've used these special markings. Namely, you'll see a bow tie form with colored in tips. This is going to be reserved for this particular woman, the Imoi She'eino Eshes Aviv, and it will be, these sections will be found in special angular brackets. In other words, the early part of the source features this woman without elaboration, and the latter part of the source will deal with the same topic but in a more elaborate fashion. We also feature a standard bow tie in our sugya, minayin le'azhora be'imoi she'enoi eshes aviv. We're going to be looking for the azhora for such a woman, imoi, for the single mom. In other words, as you look at the markings, we'll be noticing the bow tie with the colored in tips for the oinesh for that particular woman, and the standard bow tie for the azhora for that particular woman. Let us continue now with the source inside, and we'll review a couple points as we go along. We're opening up with a posuk in Vayikra, Perek Chof, posuk Yud Aleph. in the margin, we've noted the pasuk. Before we read the Gemara itself, let's just read the pasuk. This is a pasuk dealing with the penalty, not the azhara. The azhara psukim are found in Vayikra Yudches. The oinesh, the penalty, the punishment psukim are found in Vayikra Chaf. So here the pasuk says, "V'ish asher yishkav es eshes aviv." Ervas Oviv Gila, Mos Yumasu, Shnehem, Demehem Bom. Now we turn to the Brisa. Tanya Kavose de Rava. We have a Tanaic source supporting Rava, who offered his explanation at the bottom of Nun Gimel Amid Beis for Rabbi Yehuda's limitation of Imo and not Eshes Aviv. The support for Rava will be found, as we mentioned earlier, at the end of this source. We open up with the Pasuk Ish, Prat Lekotan. The pasuk excludes from penalty a minor, asher yishkav es eshes aviv, a person, an adult, as opposed to a minor that has relations with eshes aviv. Mashma bein eshes aviv shi imoi, uvein eshes aviv sheloi imoi. The expression eshes aviv indicates whether she is the person's father's wife, and it happens to be his mother as well, or it's a father's wife even if she's not his mom. We mentioned earlier the appearance of these angular brackets. They have a role, and the explanation for them is found if you notice where the asterisk directs you. We'll read our note. It says, Hashuros Shebesoch Sograyim Elu, the lines that are in these angular brackets, Yuzberu b'sefer shel b'risa, will be explained at greater length at the end of the b'risa. Baketa shenimsa b'sagrayim doimois l'kamon, they're found in a similar bracketed section. With that having been said, we continue. We've noted up till now Aleph and Beis, namely Eishes Aviv Shimo and Eishes Aviv Shelo Imo. Gimel, a third type of woman, Imoi she'eno Eishes Aviv, a single mom. For example, a lady that was raped and produced a son, and then he has relations with her, Minayan. From where do we know that there is an Oinish for her? Talmud Lomar, this is P6 in the accompanying Psukim list, a printed list of Psukim. If you scroll ahead, you will notice this list of Psukim. You'll have to scroll in one direction, one or another direction, in order to find this list. But we've noted already this is Pasuk Yud Aleph in Vayikra Chav. The Pasuk says, Ervas Aviv Gila. Mufne lahakish velodun mimenu gzeiro shava. This expression is available for making a word comparison, and from this we will eventually learn the oinish for bo al imoi anusa. As we said, this will be explained in the seif of the brisa. Here, at this point, the brisa does not elaborate on this point yet. We now have a standard bracketed section, the length of which is shown by the dashed, dotted, vertical line you'll notice to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara. This bracketed section is explained by the note at the double asterisk. There we've written, Achrei HaSograyim, after this bracketed section, HaBraisa Mamshicha Ladun B'Noshim Shehuzkaru B'Soich HaSograyim. Noshim Shehuzkaru. The Brisa will continue dealing with the three women we mentioned above, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. However, Besoch HaSograyim, HaBraisa Mazbira, the Mois Yumsu equals Skila. The section in the brackets will be dealing with the proof that Mos Yumasu, that expression means penalty or punishment through stoning. So if you look at the Gemara text with our markings and you skip the bracketed section, you'll notice after the brackets it says Oinesh Shamanu. In other words, up till now we've dealt with the Oinesh Psukim, the punishment Psukim, Azhora Minayin, the other type of Psukim that we said are needed in order to eventually carry out the court execution. We need Azhara Psukim and Oynish Psukim. Once having stated the Oynish Psukim, where are the Azhara Psukim? And that will be the subject of the next section of the Brisa after the brackets. Let us now learn the bracketed section. Mos Yumasu. That expression appears in Vayikra Chof, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Beskila, it means stoning. Aka Oimer Beskila o Eino Ela Beachas Mikol Misoisu Amuras Betara. Do you mean to tell me it's stoning, or maybe it is a reference to another form of court execution? Ne'emar kan demehen bom, ve'ne'emar ba'oiv v'yidayni demehen bom. You find here that expression, and also in the case of Ov and Yidoni, two different kinds of sorcerers, the same expression. Ma'la halon b'skilo, just like over there, in the case of Ov and Yidoni, the Pasuk says, uses the term stoning in it, ba'ev yirgamu. There to be stoned. Afkan, here too, even though the expression Ba'ev and Yirgamu does not appear, nevertheless it is Biskila. Oynesh Shomanu. Up till now we've dealt with Psukim from Vayikra Chof, which were Oynesh related Psukim. Azhara Minayin. Where are the negative comments made, the prohibitions regarding these women stated? Talmud Lomar, this is now a posuk from Vayikra Yudches, posuk Zayin. Ervas Ovicha Lo Sigale. The P1 indicates where you'll find it on the posuk chart. If you scroll on your screen, you'll find that chart of Sukim. The Brisa Darshan's Ervas Ovicha Zu Eishes Ovicha. Ata Oimer Eishes Ovicha Oyeno Ela Ervas Ovicha Mamish. Does this mean one's father's wife, or does it mean homosexual relations with one's actual father? Ne'emar kan ervas ovicha lo sigale. It says in Perek Yudches Posuk Zayin this expression, and v'ne'emar lahalon, it says in Perek Chof Posuk Yud Aleph, where the P6 is found on the Posuk chart, it says ervas oviv gila. Ma lahalon, just like in Perek Chof Pasuk Yud Aleph, Beishus Akosuf Medaber, there it's clearly a non-homosexual issue. It's referring to a woman married to one's father. And how do we know that? Because at the beginning of the Pasuk it says, Veish Asher Yishkav Es Eishes Aviv. So, just like over there, the expression of Ervas Oviv is a reference to a woman married to one's father, Afkan, so too in Perek Yudches Posuk Zayin, where the Posuk says Ervas Ovicha Lo Sigaleh, Be'ishus HaKosuv Medaber. It's referring to the woman married to one's father. Umashma, Bein Eishes Oviv She'imoi, Ubein Eishes Oviv She'eno Imo. This part of the Posuk implies a woman married to one's father, whether she be his mom or a second marriage to one's father. Imoi she'eino eishes oviv minayin. From where do I know the azhora for a single mom? This is imoi she'eino eishes oviv. Notice we are employing the double underline with dots in it to isolate this particular woman from the others. So, Talmud Lomar, this is P2. It's Pasuk, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Zayin, Ervas Imcha Loi Sigale. From there, we know that she is forbidden. Ein li elo bazhora. She'asa hakosuv imoi she'eino eishes aviv, ki imoi shehi eishes aviv. So as far as the Azhora level of Psukim are concerned, we see that the Torah treats the single mom as he treats his mom married to his dad. In other words, that they are both covered by Azhora. Oinesh Minayin. Notice, this is a throwback to the issue of the single mom, Oinesh. It was referred to above, briefly, in the above bracketed section. Here, the Brisa will elaborate on that. So where do we know the Oinesh for single mom? Ne'emar kan ervas avicha loy sigale. Once again, a reference to Vayukra Perek Yudches Posuk Zayin. This is the Azhora. V'ne'emar lahalon ervas aviv gila. And Vayukra Chof Posuk Yud Aleph, you find that expression. P6. Ma be'azhora, just like in the case of azhora, which we stated just a couple lines above. Also, hakosav imoi she'eno eishes aviv ke'imoi she eishes aviv. The Torah treats single mom as mom married to dad, just like we said a couple lines up. Af be'oinesh, so too with regard to receipt of punishment. Also, hakosav imoi she'eno eishes aviv ke'imoi she eishes aviv. As a result of this gzeiro shava, between P1 and P6, between Vayikra Yilches Posuk Zayin and Vayikra Chav Posuk Yud Aleph, we see that on the Oynish level as well, we are to treat single mom the same way as we would mom married to dad. Imcho hi, from P3, we saw this pasuk quoted before. This is the pasuk Rava used to prove his point. Mishum imoy ato mechayvo viato mechayvo mishum eishes av. We hold a person responsible who has relations with his mother who happens to be married to his father. He's guilty of imo alone and not guilty of the additional eishes av title. We've also used an asterisk to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text indicating Nun Gimel Amid Beis to show how this ties into that which was mentioned at the bottom of Nun Gimel Amid Beis where Rava made his comment. V'Rabbanan. Up till now we've been dealing with Shitas Rebbe Yehuda, the Tana Rebbe Yehuda. The Rabbanan who disagree with Rebbe Yehuda, what do they do with the pasuk Ervas Avicha Lo Sigale? They say Ervas Avicha Mamish. They say this pasuk is a prohibition for homosexual relations with one's father. The Gemara asks, what do I need a special pasuk for? Hai Mives Zohar Nafka. That's learned from another pasuk that prohibits homosexual relations with any male. So the Gemara answers, that's not a problem. L'chayev olav shtayim. The presence of these two psukim indicate that one who has relations, homosexual relations with one's own father, is guilty of two offenses, of vicha and of v'es zohar. Notice we have a bracketed section. We have a note explaining the role of these brackets. The length, by the way, is indicated by the vertical dash dotted line to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. We have noted by the double asterisk, Besoicha Sagraim HaGemora Marchivo Beinyan Zeh Shechayev Shnayim Beboal Oviv. The Gemara will elaborate concerning this matter, one who has homosexual relations with one's father. Acharei HaSagraim HaGemora Chayzeres Ladun B'Mekuris Shel HaChiyuvim HaShoinim Aliba Derabonon V'Rabbi Yehuda. After the bracketed section, the Gemara will go back to the standard flow of the Gemara dealing with seeking sources for azhoras and oinshim of the different women described according to the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, and what does each one do with the other one's psukim. With that having been stated, let us learn through the Gemara straight. We just mentioned that according to the Rabbanan, a person who conducts homosexual relations with one's own father is guilty of two violations. Uchuda Rabbi Yehuda, and as is taught by the Amora Rabbi Yehuda, we are emphasizing the Amora so as not to confuse this comment with the previous stated Tana Rabbi Yehuda. We're now going within Shitas Rabbanan with the Amora explanation offered by Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora Rabbi Yehuda. Nochri habo al aviv. This expression, nochri, is going to be explained later by the Gemara, being a reference to a Jew. The term nochri is being used as loshon nikia, as a euphemism. But nochri habo al aviv chayov shtayim. Habo al achi aviv chayov shtayim. 2 points are mentioned here. These are two different kinds of homosexual relations, one who has relations with one's own father or with one's uncle, namely one's father's brother. For each one of these relationships, there are 2 violations. Omar Rava, Mistabra Milsad Rav Yehuda, B'Yisrael, B'Shogeg, U'B'Korban. It's most likely that Rav Yehuda's comment is to be understood in the context of a Jew who inadvertently has relations with these homosexual relations, and with regard to the bringing of a sacrifice. Namely, if a Jew has inadvertently committed a homosexual act of intimacy with his father, so he's guilty of two counts. Of what practical bearing does it have that we say he's guilty of two? So this has its practical bearing in the realm of shoge, which is, we mentioned, inadvertent, and with regard to the sacrifice that he will have to bring, namely, he'll have to bring two sacrifices. The Gemara continues, V'hai dekomar nochri, the fact that the term nochri was used when we're really referring to Yisrael, lishna ma'al yehu, it's a euphemism. De'i sakadaitach nochri mamish, if you were to think that we're dealing with a heathen, dino ma'inihu, what is the penalty for a heathen who has homosexual relations, even if it's b'shogeg? His din, his verdict is katla, is a court execution. How could there be then two counts of guilt? Betray katli katlistei, two executions, you kill one person. Obviously, no. Once a person's dead, he's dead. Therefore, the reference that Rav Yehuda makes to guilty of two can only be with regard to the karbonus he would have to bring, and the bringing of karbonus is brought only in the case that the act is done b'shogeg, inadvertently. Tanyo Nami Hochi, the Tanaic source, supports this. Habo al Oviv Chayov Shtayim. Habo al Ochi Oviv Chayov Shtayim. This source supports the teaching of Rav Yehuda that we saw just above. What would the Tana Rebbe Yehuda say with regard to this matter? Iko di Amri Delo ke Rebbe Yehuda. Some would say that this does not conform to the teaching of the Tana Rebbe Yehuda. The Iko di Amri Afilu Tema Rebbe Yehuda. That this can conform to the teachings of Rebbe Yehuda as well. Umaisi La B'Kal V'Chomer. And he will derive this particular teaching through Kal V'Chomer logic. Me'achi Oviv. From the case of having homosexual relations with one's father's brother. In other words, he will use a Kal V'Chomer to go from that where he is Chayav to the case of having homosexual relations with one's own father. Let us bear in mind that Rabbi Yehuda himself used the Pasuk of Ervas Avicha Lo Sigaleh for something else, not for actual homosexual relations with one's father. So at this point, the Gemara is dealing with, well, what would Rebbe Yehuda himself say with regard to that particular act? So at this stage in the Gemara, we're suggesting he will agree that there is a double penalty. But how he gets to that is through Kal V'Chomer reasoning, as follows. Uma achi oviv, the kurva de oviv hu chayav shtayim. Mind you, father's brother, who's related to someone only because he's only related to a person because he has a father. In other words, father's brother is related through one's own father. So we can say he is a sort of a derivative. So if for this derivative relationship, there are two penalties, Aviv lo kol shekein, if one would have actual intimacy with one's own father, then all the more so he would be chayav of the two penalties. The two penalties being Aviv and Zohar. We had two Iko Diamris. We have them underlined and also numbered one and two, namely two opinions as to what is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda's opinion on this matter. One opinion said that he would just disagree, and the other opinion says he would agree. The Komiflugi Beplutu Dabaye V'Rova. These two Iko Diamris parallel the Machlokes Abaye and Rava. Mor Savar, the second opinion that says that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that there's a double penalty, holds Oinshin Minadin, that we can derive court execution through Kal V'Chomer logic. And we did. We just employed the Kal V'Chomer logic just above. Umar Savar Ein Oinshin Minadin. The first opinion that says Rabbi Yehuda would not agree. He would not agree because in order to get to this conclusion that having relations with one's father, he's chayav too, this conclusion is arrived through employing a Kal V'Chomer. But this opinion one, would say that we do not conclude punishments through Kal V'Chomer logic. Zorabonon, we now go back to the broader topic we were introduced above, the issue of seeking sources, Azhora and Oinshim sources for different kinds of women. Verabonon Azhora li Ashes Oviv Minolahu, where did the Rabbonon learn the Azhora for father's wife? Answer, Nafkalahu me Ervas Ashes Ovicha Loi Sigale. This is P4 that you can find on your Pasuk chart. It's also worth noting that this Pasuk of Ervas Eishes Avicha Lo Segaleh is Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Ches. Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this Pasuk? Ahu mi boyalei li azhora li eishes oviv la'achar misa. We're now introducing a new woman, and in order to draw your attention to this, we're employing a special marking. We have a house form with a colored in tip and a double underline with a squiggle line between. That is, before going on in the Gemara, let's just take note of our topic heading that you find in the margin. Chipus Makoros Le'oinish V'Azhora B'Kesher Le'eshes Oviv V'Chule. We're searching for sources regarding the Oinish and Azhora for different types of women married to one's father, different statuses, if you will. The Mivneh, the structural note, has the colored-in house, the tip of the house marking, Oinish and Azhora L'Rabbonon. They were seeking sources for the Oinish and Azhora according to the Rabbonon, Be'inyin Eishes Oviv L'Achar Misa, for a prohibition for having relations with one's father's wife after the father dies. Let us continue then. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda needs the pasuk of Vayikra Yud Ches Ches for the Azhora of Eishes Oviv Lachar Misa. Rabbi Yehuda, Hahu Mi Boyalei, Lazhora Li Eishes Oviv Lachar Misa. V'Rabbanan, what do they say about that? Hahu, this particular point is Miseifa Dekro Nafka Ervas Ovicha Hi, P5. The end of that very same pasuk. V'Rabbi Yehuda, Hahu Miboyalei, the Ervas Ovicha Hi is needed for something else. Mishum Eishes Av Ato Mechaivoi V'I Ato Mechaivoi Mishum Eishes Ish. That a woman married to one's father, even though she's also a married woman, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a limitation learned from this pasuk, that one is guilty only for the shame, Eishes Av, and not for the shame, Eishes Ish. We notice in our markings a bracketed section for a couple of lines. Notice the line ending with the word bebraisa. At that point, the bracket closes. We have a note found by the asterisk. Sograim l'shem dilug. The purpose of these brackets is for skipping. Kedei lishmor al retzef hakriya, in order to preserve the flow of the reading. V'adiyun ba shitois. And the discussion concerning the different opinions. Besochas Agrayim, Muva, Kushya, Uchuva, Beshitas Rabbiuda. Within the bracketed section, we'll raise a question and provide an answer with regard to Shitas Rabbiuda. So, as we notice the general flow, we're looking for Azhoras for the case of Eishes Oviv Shliachar Misa. We mentioned where Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan learned that. And if you skip the brackets, you'll notice for Rabbanan, it says, Oinesh, the Eishes Oviv Lachar Misa Mino Lehu. Where will they know the Oinesh for that particular woman? Well, that having been said, let us go through the bracketed section. The Gemara asks, we just mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda uses the expression of Ervas Avicha Hi as a limitation, to say that one is guilty only of Eishes Av and not Eishes Ish. So we ask, we have our Mishnah that teaches Habo Al Eishes Av, Chayav Oleo Amishum Eishes Av, notice number one, and number two, Umishum Eishes Ish, Bein B'chayi Oviv, Bein Lachar Mises Oviv, V'lo Paleg Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah seems to be unqualified, that there are two offenses in having intimacy with one's father's wife, namely Eishes Av and also Eishes Ish, and there's no limitation here, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree. Omar Abaye answers, he says, Polig Bebraisa. Rabbi Yehuda is found to disagree in another Tanaic source. And as a result of that, then we can say what we said just before the bracketed section, that the expression Ervas Avichahi is in fact, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a limitation. V'rabbonon oinesh d'eishes oviv l'acharmisa mino lehu. From where do the Rabbonon derive an oinesh for this situation, for father's wife after the father dies? Bishlama Rabbi Yehuda maisi lo begzera shava. As far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, he learns oinesh from Azhora through Gzera Shava. And just like Rabbi Yehuda above had the Azhora for her, he will derive through the Gzera Shava of Psukim P4 to P6, he derives the oinesh as well. Ela Rabbonan Minolahu, from where do the Rabbonan derive the oinesh for Eishes Oviv Lacharmisa? Amri Loch Hahi Ervas Oviv Gila Demapik Lo Rabbi Yehuda Legzera Shava Mafki Le Inhu Le Oinesh the Eishes Oviv Lacharmisa. The Posuk that Rabbi Yehuda used for the Gezera Shava, the Rabbonan will use that for this particular case of the father's wife after the father dies. The Rabbonan oinesh li'imoy she'ena eishes aviv mino lehu. What about Shitas HaRabbonan with regard to single mom? From where do they know the oinesh, the punishment for that relationship? Notice, of course, with the markings, we have the double underline with dots in it, which ties this into all of the previous discussions where we saw single mom referred to. And we also have the bow tie with the colored in tips, which ties this discussion into the previous discussions concerning the oinesh for this particular woman. This was seen in the Tanaic source on the upper part of the page. But right now we're focusing on Shitas HaRabbonan. Omar Rav Shisha Brei D'Ravidi, Omar Kro. The Pasuk says, P3, Imcho Hi, Aso Akosov Li'imoy She'ena Eishes Oviv, Ke'imoy shehi eishes oviv. The Torah wants us to treat single mom as one would treat imo she eishes oviv. And just like we know that imo she eishes oviv has an oinish, so too there is an oinish for single mom as well. Habo al kaloso v'chulei. The Gemara asks, V'lechayev nami mishum eishes benoi. Why doesn't the Mishnah make reference to an additional aveira, namely eishes beno? The Rashi points out why, what the basis for this question is. V'lechayev nami mishum eishes beno. Deha shnei lavin u'shnei shemos hein. There are two negative offenses and two names that can be, that are found in the pasuk. It says, Ervas avicha loy sigaleh. Eishes bin chohi loy sigale ervasa. So you notice the lo, the negative expression appearing twice in this posuk, and two names, chaloscha and eishes bincha. The Gemara answers, Omar Abaye, posuk hakosuv bechaloso, v'siyem be'eishes beno. The posuk opens up with the term chaloso, says chaloscha in the posuk, and it doesn't reuse that expression, but rather uses the expression Eishes Beno,
Lomar Loch, to tell us, Zuhi Kaloso, Zuhi Eshes Beno, that they are one in the same. The Rashi explains a little more thoroughly. Rashi says, V'siyem Eshes Beno, Dichtiv, He. Umashma, He who Amura Bereisha Dekra, that the term He means it is she who was referred to at the beginning of the Pasuk. V'hai Dehodar V'kasve, the fact that it's stated again, L'chayev Oleo Af La'achar Misa, the reason that she is stated again is to indicate that there is a penalty for relations with her even after the son dies, but not to create an additional Avera. Habo Al Hazochur V'al Habehema, relations of a homosexual nature or with a beast, V'ho'isho Hamavio Es Habehema B'skila, and likewise a woman that brings a behema upon her for intimacy are all guilty of stoning. Im Odom Chota Behema Ma Chota, if the person is said to sin, what is the guilt? What is the animal guilty of? Our Mishnah is essentially telling us that both parties, the human being and the animal, are penalized or punished by stoning. What? Why the animal? Ella, point one, lefi shebo adam takola al yodo, lefiko chamar kasuv tisokel. Since a person stumbled over it, so to speak, the commission of a sin is considered a takola, stumbling over it. Therefore, the pasuk says the behema is the reason or is the source of his error, of his violation, and therefore it is to be stoned. Over achir, another explanation: shelo tehei behema oiveres bashuk viyomru, so that we don't have a situation where an animal that was involved with bestiality continues walking in public, and people will say, "Oh, zuhi sheniskal ploni al yoda." It is through this animal that so and so was stoned, so as to preserve the dignity of the human being who, albeit, was punished by death. The animal too must die. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a new geometric form as far as this sugya is concerned. We find the diamonds employed here. We will also, in order to distinguish this from previous diamonds on the previous Amid, we will note that we colored in the tips of the diamonds. In our margin note, no same Mivneh, we note that these are Makoros, sources Be'inyan, one, Mishkav Zohar, homosexual relations, and number two, Revias, Roman number two, Revias Behemo, relations with an animal. And the Roman number two is found on Amid Beis. These will be introducing Tanaic sources dealing with these two topics. The Gemara opens up. Zohar mina lon. From where do we know the prohibition of homosexual relations? We'll be citing here Pasuk in Vayikra Chof, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Before we go on in the Gemara, let us just read the Pasuk in its entirety, as you will find in the margin of the Gemara. V'ish asher yishkav es zohar mishkevei isha. Person who lies with a man with a man, as he would with a woman, to'eva asu shnehem, this is a reprehensible act, mos yumasu demeyabom, and they shall certainly die. The Gemara continues, zohar minolan, from where do we know that which was taught in the Mishnah, that there is a prohibition of homosexual relations? The Tanur Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, this is Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ish prat lekatan. The Torah comes to exclude a minor that conducts these relations. The minor is not guilty. Asher yishkav es zohar, bein godol bein katan. The active individual who's having this intimacy, it doesn't matter whether he, the adult, has intimacy with another adult or with a male minor, namely under bar mitzvah. The person that has the relationship, the active participant, is guilty.
Mishkevei Isha, Magid Lo HaKosuv, Shishnei Mishkavos BeIsha.
The pasuk informs us that there are two mishkavos, there are two types of intimacy one can have with a woman. Namely, there is the standard entrance point, and there is the shelo kedaka, the non-standard entrance point.
Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Harein ze ba lelamed. This expression, mishkevei isha, came to teach us about homosexual relations, as the context of the pasuk would suggest. Venimsa lomed, and it ends up not teaching about, but our learning about it, namely learning about having relations with a woman, that if dealing with a forbidden woman, one's sister, one's mother, all kinds of forbidden relatives, or another married woman, that there is guilt, whether the relationship is through the normal form of intimacy, that's called kedaka, or the non-normal form, the entrance point being the unusual entrance point. Before continuing in the source, we notice a bracketed section. This is explained by the note at the asterisk, which says, "B'tocha sograim abraisa dona b'sug ha'inish." Within the bracketed section, the braisa will dealing with the type of penalty that these parties will be guilty of. After the brackets, the Gemara will then, the Braisa will deal with the Oinish, and which we just dealt with, the Oinish, and the Azhara. We'll be looking for the Azhara Psukim. So, that having been said, we read straight through. Mos Yumasu. This is the Pasuk we already saw. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Beskila. That means through stoning. You suggest it means stoning. Maybe it means one of the other forms of death penalty that the Torah accounts for. So to that we answer, Nemar kan demeyam bom, v'nemar ba'oiv vidoni demeyam bom. You find in our pasuk demeyam bom, namely pasuk yud gimel, and you also find in Vayikra chav pasuk chav zayin the expression in the context of Oiv and Yidoni the mayhem bomb. Ma lahalon biskila, just like over there in Pasuk of Zion, it is through stoning. There the Pasuk mentions Boeven Yirgamu Oisam, and you'll notice that we've included the Pasuk in the margin. So too Afkan in our Pasuk of homosexual relations in Pasuk Yud Gimel, biskila, it means through stoning. Oinesh Shomanu, we've dealt with the type of penalty, namely the psukim in Perek Chof deal with the nature of the penalty. Azhara Minayin, as we mentioned earlier on a previous occasion, that in order to carry out a court-ordained death penalty, there has to also be an Azhara Posuk for this. So we're now looking for an Azhara for the Shochev, for the active participant in the homosexual relations. He's called the Shochev. From where do we know the Azhara for him? Talmud Lomar, V'es Zohar Lo Sishkav Mishkevei Isha Toy Eva Hi. This is, as we've noted, Pasuk Perek Yudches in Sefer Vayikra, Pasuk Chof Beis. Lo Madnu Azhara Lo Shochev. The Pasuk says Lo Tishkav, which would indicate the active participant. Azhara lanishkav minayim. From where do we find an azhara for the passive participant in this forbidden relationship, this homosexual relationship? Talmud lomar loy ye kodesh mibnei Yisrael. This is a posuk in Dvorim, perek chof gimel posuk yud ches. V'omer v'gam kodesh oyo ba'aretz osu kechol hatoyevois hagoyim asher hoyrish v'chulei. Divrei Rebbe Yishmoel. So we find another pasuk. This pasuk happens to be from Sefer Melachim, wherein you see the expression Kodesh, and you also find the expression Toevos. So with the assistance of this pasuk, we notice that the term Toeva is what was referenced above in Pasuk Chof Beis. The Pasuk there said, Ve'ezohar lo sishka mishka ve'ishva to'e vahi, and the lo yeh kodesh, this is a, we need a Pasuk, we need another negative Pasuk for the Nishkav, and in and of itself, the word lo yeh kodesh is not very clear. Therefore, we employ the Pasuk in Melachim, which associates the word Kodesh with To'evos, and we saw the expression To'evos on the second line from the top in the context of homosexual relations. So I can use this Pasuk in Devarim, Chof Gimel, Pasuk Yilches, as my Azhora for the Nishkav. This is all according to Rabbi Yishmoel. We've featured the name Rabbi Shmuel as well as Rabbi Kiva with the house marking in order to make it easier to spot their names as we go along this sugya, whereby this whole omid is dedicated to those two tanoim and their sources they bring for different offenses. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzorach, I don't need Lo Yeh Kodesh for this. Harehu Omer, the very same pasuk that we saw for the Shochev, Pasuk Chof Beis, it says, Ve'ez Zohar lo sishkav mishke ve'isha, kri bei lo si shochev. You can also, because the Torah does not have vowels in it, we can use the same lettering and different vowelization to accomplish or to discover the passive participant as well. And grammatically, you have the word tishkav, which would be the active participant, and si shochev, which would be a reference to the passive participant in the homosexual relations. So as far as Rabbi Shmuel, let us review. He has the Azhora for the Shochev from Posuk in Vayikra, and the Azhora for the Nishkav Posuk in Dvorim. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, has the Azhora for both of these, for the Shochev and the Nishkav, from the same Posuk, namely Vayikra Yudches, Posuk Chof Beis. Behema Minolon. From where do we know in the Torah that there is a prohibition of bestiality? So, the Gemara, the Tanaic source opens up with a Pasuk, Vayikra, Chof, Pasuk, Tezvav. Before we go on, let us just read the Pasuk in its entirety, as is presented in the margin. V'ish asher yitain shchoftoi b'vehema, mos yumos, ves ha-behema taroigu. Source begins, Ish, Prat Lekotan. The Torah is excluding a Kotan. He, if he has these relations, is not going to be guilty. Asher Yitain Shchoftoi Bevehema, who has relations with a Behema, Bein Gedoila, Bein Kitana. As far as the animal is concerned, it doesn't matter whether the animal is an adult animal or a young animal. We have a bracketed section. As we saw in the source above, the same type of structure. If you skip the bracketed section, you'll notice Lomadnu Oynish LaShochev, and then it goes on to say Oynish LaNishkav Minolan, where we're seeking sources for the different offenders. Within the bracketed section, as we saw above, we'll discuss, as we saw the on Omer Aleph, we saw the bracketed section dealing with the type of penalty. Mos Yumasu. Biskila. The Pasuk said in Vayikra Chav Pasuk Tezvav, this expression that means supposed to mean through stoning. Atomer Biskilo Eino Ela Ba'achas Mikol Mises Omus Batara. You're telling me it means stoning, or maybe it means one of the other types of Torah ordained executions. Nemar Kan Tarogu Venemar Lahalon. It says here the word Tarogu in Pasuk Tezvav, and it says in Devarim Perik Yud Gimel. It says, regarding the Mesis, we have Sukkim Yud and Yud Aleph, where it describes the person who seduces others into serving idolatry. It says there, Ki haroig tohargenu uskaltoi b'avonim vomes. So you see the expression tohargenu there in the context of stoning, which is stated explicitly, ma lahalon biskila, afkan biskila. So too, we'll understand with bestiality the same thing, stoning. Lomadnu oynish lashochev, the pasuk that was cited at the beginning of this source, where we dashed underline yitain asher yitain shchoftoi. That's the oynish pasuk, the punishment pasuk for the active participant
who has relations with the behemoth. Oinish lanishkav minolon. How about a case of a person, a person that allows a behemoth to actively enter him? From where do we know that? Talmud Lomar kol shochev im behemoth mos yumos. Now, this pasuk on the surface of things seems to indicate that the human being is taking the active role, is entering the behemoth. But we already have a pasuk for the human being taking the active role. So what do I have this repeated for? This pasuk Shmos Chav Beis pasuk Yudches. Im einu inyan la'shochev, if it's not necessary for the shochev, because we already had that in pasuk Tes Vav in Vayikra Chav. So what am I going to do with pasuk Yudches of Shmos Chav Beis? Teneu inyan l'nishkav. So I'll therefore refer it to the situation where the human being is passive, whereby an animal comes upon him. Lamadnu oinesh. We've learned, therefore, up till this point, the oinesh psukim bein l'shochev bein l'nishkav, whether it be for the active human being or human being in the passive position. Azhora minayin. Talmud lomar. From where do I know the azhora psukim? Talmud lomar uvechol behema loy sitain shchavtecha l'toma va. This pasuk in Perek Yudches, pasuk Chof Gimel. Perek Yudches, as we mentioned earlier, is a section of psukim that feature the azhoras for different types of forbidden relations. So, lomanu azhora l'shoche, from this expression, lo sitein shchavtecha, this is a focus on the active participant, so this would be the azhora for the shochev. Lanishkav minayin, how about the azhora for the passive participant? This is a male that has a behema come upon him. Talmud Lomar, lo ye kodesh mi bnei Yisrael. This is a pasuk that we saw used earlier, the upper part of the page, Dvorim Perikov Yomo Pasuk Yudches, the Oimer Vegam Kodesh Hoya Baretz, the same pasuk we saw above in Molochim Yudalit, where the word kodesh accompanies the word toevos. So, the nishkav is included, or is alluded to, the lav, or the azhora, for the nishkav is referred to this, by this pasuk in Dvarim, lo ye kodesh mibnei Yisrael, including the azhora for the nishkav with a behema. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, omer einoi tzorech. I don't need the pasuk in Dvarim Chav Gimel for the azhora for the nishkav. I have it in this very same pasuk, Harehu Oimer, in Vayikra Yudches pasuk Chav Gimel. It says Lo Sitein Shchavtecha, which equals Lo Sitein Shchivascha. So if you read it as Shchavtecha, that would mean that's a reference to the active individual entering the behema in an immoral, intimate fashion. Shchivascha would be a reference to the human being allowing the behema to enter in the immoral fashion, the male human being. At this point in the Gemara, you will notice the use of a Roman numeral in diamonds, small diamonds in the text, 1 through 4, as you go down. We have our Nose and Mivne heading that we will take a look at to explain what we will be encountering as we go on in the Gemara. So we have an indication of 1 through 4, this, and also the names Rabbi Avo and Abai will appear throughout this discussion. Ribui Averois. We'll be dealing with a person that conducts multiple offenses, shelo behechreach goyreim leribui chatos. Even though there are multiple offenses, they won't necessarily result in multiple sacrifices if done b'shogeg. And that situation can arise when you have chad lav, when you have one negative command, and one pasuk, shemisparashis l'shnei averos, that is interpreted to include two different offenses. Since you have only one negative command, even though the two different offenses are committed, they can't result in multiple sacrifices. So all of this depends on the source for the different offenses.
as far as this sugya is concerned, we are including a chart with all of the sources and offenses and different opinions as is taught according to Rabbi Avo and Abaye. So this chart that we're providing can be used to make things easier to review or to spot the different psukim references. Let us go on in the Gemara itself. If you want to take advantage of the chart, so by scrolling on your screen, you will encounter this chart that will serve to simplify or lend order to this particular sugya. Number one, Habo al hazochur vehevi olav zochor. We're describing here two males, where one man behaves both as an active participant, and the same man is also passive. Omar Rabbi Avo, Ledivir Bishmoel, Chayev Shtayim. As far as Rabbi Shmuel is concerned, he'll be Chayev two separate offenses, and if done b'shogeg, two korbanos. Chado Milo Sishkav, Vayukro Yudches Posachov Beis. That's a azhora for the shochet, for the active act. Vechado Milo Ye Kodesh. Dvorim Chav Gimel Pasuk Yudches, which Rabbi Shmuel understood to be the Azhora for the Nishkav, the Azhora Pasuk for the male in a passive role in the homosexual relationship. L'divrei Rabbi Kiva, Eino Chayav Alo Achas. According to Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, there is only going to be one korban brought, because he used the same Pasuk to allude to both different offenses. Lo Sishkav and Lo Sishochev Chadohi. He was focusing on Perek Yudches in Vayikra Posachov Beis, the same expression, just using different vowelization to include both of these offenses. Hence, since it's the same Pasuk, it can result only in, even though multiple acts were committed, it results only in one Korban. Number two, or case number two, Habo ala behemo vehevi behemo alav. Someone who enters a behemo in intimacy or allows a behemo to come upon him in an intimate fashion. Omar Rabbi Avo, Ledivrei Rabbi Shmuel, Chayov Shtayim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Avo reports, there would be two sacrifices entailed. Chado Milo Sitein Shchavtcha, which was the Azhora against the active participant. Chado Milo Ye Kodesh, which Rabbi Shmuel understood to mean the Azhora for the Nishkav, for the passive, the human being active in a passive role. L'divrei Rabbi Kiva, Eino Chayav Elo Achas, because Shchavtcha Ushchivascha Chadohi. As we saw above, the same pasuk with different vowelization accounts for both offenses, but once again, it's one pasuk. Abaye Omar, Afilu L'divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Nami Eino Chayav Elo Achas. Abaye says, and this is of a novel approach to us, he says, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, when dealing with bestiality, there would be only one korban, even though he behaved actively and passively with relation to the behemoth. Why is that? Because lo yeh kodesh, the pasuk in Dvorim, begavri ksiv, is a reference to misbehavior between human beings, not animals. Well, according to this approach, elo l'Rebbe Yishmael azhora l'nishkav minole. According to Abaye, where will there be the Azhora for the Nishkav? You'll notice we have an asterisk to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara. Scan back, you'll notice a parallel asterisk. It was at that point that the Braisa introduced the Azhora for the Nishkav, according to Rabbi Shmuel, with the Behemo, Lo Yeh Kodesh. But according to Abaye, the Tana is not literal. He's not being exact when he quotes that, and Rashi elaborates on this point. What is the real source then, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Lefi Abaye's understanding? Nafgale mikol shoychev im behemo mos yumos. He uses a posuk in Shmos, Perek Chav Beis, posuk Yudches,
im eino inyan l'shochev, if the pasuk is not necessary for the case of the active individual, because there's already a pasuk for that, which said lo sitein shchavtecha, teneo inyan l'nishkav. Use shmos chavbeis, pasuk yudches, for the passive participant in the case of where the animal comes upon the man. V'afkei rachmona l'nishkav v'loshon shochev, and the pasuk uses an active word, namely shochev, when referring to the nishkav, to the passive individual. Why? Ma shochev onashmi is here, just like the shochev we have accounted for the oinish and the azhara. Af nishkav, so to understand the nishkav like you would understand the shochev, namely onash v'his here, whereby the Torah includes the oinish and azhara. Case number 3, hanirba lezohar vanirba lebehema. A man is passive in a homosexual act, and he's passive in having a behema come upon him. Omar Rabbi Avo, ledivre Rabbi Kiva, chayav shtayim. According to Rabbi Kiva, and here is a departure from what we've seen up till now with regard to Rabbi Kiva, but in this particular scenario, there will be two offenses, and hence two korbonas if both acts were committed. And the reason for that is chara milo sishkav, that was the azhora posuk for one of these acts, and v'chara milo sitein shchavtecha. All of this, of course, can be found by referencing back to the Tanaic sources above, where you saw Rabbi Akiva's name in the house marking. When in the homosexual section, you saw the pasuk lo sishkav, and he understood that to mean lo sishochev. That was for the nirba lezohar, and the other pasuk of lo sitein shchavtecha, he understood to mean shchivascha. Two separate psukim, and hence two separate offenses, two separate obligations of two separate korbonas. V'divrei Rabbi Shmuel eino chayav elo achas. As far as Rabbi Shmuel is concerned, the two situations of passivity, passiveness, whether it be dealing in a homosexual relationship or the behemah, Rabbi Shmuel learned both of them from the same pasuk, namely the pasuk in Dvorim chof gimel pasuk yud ches lo ye kodesh. And that's why it says here, "Eino chayv alachas idi v'idi lo ye kodesh hu." Abaye disagrees, though. If we recall from the previous discussion, Abaye said that lo ye kodesh is not a reference to bestiality. Abaye Omar afilu Rabbi Shmuel nami chayav shtayim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there would be two offenses for these two acts of passivity. Dichtiv kol shochev im behema mos yumos im eino inyan l'shochev. If this pasuk is not necessary for the active participant, teneu inyan lenishkav, v'afkei rachmono lenishkav b'loshon shochev, and the pasuk, though referring to the active individual, though referring to the passive individual, he uses the active expression to tell us the following: ma shochev onash v'hizir. Just like in the shochev case, we've accounted for the oinish and the azhora. Af nishkav onash v'hizir. So too for the nishkav, we can account for the oinish and azhora. A fourth case: avol habo al hazochur v'hevi zochor olav, habo al habehema v'hevi behema olav. One man is involved with four different acts: passive and active, active and passive in homosexuality, and he continues being active and passive with bestiality. Bein Rabbi Avo, bein Abaye. According to both of these Amoroyim, Rabbi Shmuel chayav shalosh, Rabbi Kiva chayav shtayim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there will be three korbanos that will have to be brought, and according to Rabbi Kiva, only two. Once again, in order to appreciate all of this, one can take advantage of the chart where all of the different opinions are spelled out. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic source, Zohur, lo osu bo katan kigodol, behema osu bo katana kigdoila. The Gemara now wants to understand what is meant by this source. Mai lo osu bo katan kigodol. The Rashi explains on the second wide line under the Gemara text, "My lo osubo koton kegodol, ezu koton potur shochvo, the ezu dekoris le godol lechayev shochvo." Which kind of what age is considered a koton that the one who has relations with him will be exempt, and what age are we talking about a type of a person that one who has relations with him will be guilty? Because we are certainly not talking in this case of a koton mamish and a godol mamish. As Rashi says, "V'hop shita lon delav godol mamish ubar oinshin boy es zohar." Boy, the ha es zohar ksiv bein godol bein katan, because as far as the active individual who is a godol mamish, he is guilty whether he has relations with someone that is an adult or a minor. So in this particular discussion, we're looking for something else, and this will be explained as the Gemara continues. Omar Rav. Loi osu bias pachos mi ben teisha shonim ke ben teisha shonim. The Torah makes a distinction between the one who enters in a homosexual relationship, a boy under the age of 9, as opposed to a boy who is 9 or older. 9 years old or older. Ushmu amar lo osu bias pachos mi ben shalosh shonim. Ke ben shalosh shonim. The Torah does not compare relations with a boy who is under 3 with a boy that is above 3. So the Gemara asks, "B'mai komifligi?" What is the point of argument between Rav and Shmuel? So the Gemara explains, "Rav sovar kol di isei b'shochev isei v'nishkav v'chol do lesei b'shochev lesei v'nishkav." Which means, anyone who is of age to commit shochev, to be active, according to Rav, or in general, a male, only at the age of 9 is his intimacy, his bia, considered bia. So, as a result of that, Rav says that we compare anyone who is included in shochev, anyone who is of age to be a shochev, is of age to be a nishkav, the passive participant, and thereby create guilt upon the adult that has relations with him. However, if one is less a b'shochev, if one is under that age, namely, he's incapable of being a shochev, he's under 9 years of age, less a b'nishkav, if he is the passive participant, the adult having relations with him will not be guilty. Ushmul sovar, Mishkevei Isha Ksiv. Shmuel, who uses the 3-year-old standard, holds that the Pasuk uses the expression Mishkevei Isha, and in the case of women, we know that the age at which she's considered fit for intimacy is the age of 3 years old. Hence, we transfer that idea over to the homosexual relations, because this pasuk Mishkevei Isha is found in the context of homosexuality, and we say 3 years old is the standard. Therefore, if the boy is 3 years old, then the adult that has relations with him will be guilty. If, however, the boy is under 3 years old, the adult that uses this under 3 year old as the passive participant in his violation, the adult will not be guilty. The Gemara continues with a Tanaic source that supports Rav. As far as the accurate understanding of this particular source, there are different girsos and different explanations that will help to understand. So we open up the source with a slight rereading. It's according to the Rashash. More says here, Tanya Kavosi de Rav, Zohur. Zohur is a reference to the male in a passive capacity. So we'll say, Ben Teisha Shonem V'yom Echad. And according to the Rabbeinu Hananel, and you can glance at his commentary, he says, Tanya Kavosi de Rav, Habo al HaZohur
ben teisha shonim. And that would be a support to what Rav said, using the 9-year-old standard. The source goes on to teach other things, and we'll continue for the sake of completion to read the rest of the source at the top of Nun Hei Omer Aleph. Habo al habehemo, one who has relations with a behemo, bein kedarko, bein shelo kedarko, whether it be through the normal fashion, if one can use that expression here, but the normal orifice, bein shelo kedarko, whether it be through the unusual, the abnormal orifice with regard to intimacy. Ve'ho'isha ha'mevi'o es ha'behemo oleho, a woman who is involved with relations with an animal, now she brings the animal on her, and the source says, bein kedarka, bein shelo kedarka, chayav, whether the behema enters the woman in this intimate fashion and through the normal orifice for these purposes, or the unusual method. Either way, there is guilt. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.